Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is about something a lot of people find themselves worrying about. You start a real estate course, get partway through, and then it stalls. Maybe the provider goes quiet. Maybe support never arrived when you needed it. Maybe life just got in the way.
And the first fear is, I've lost all that work and I have to start over, which is understandable, but usually not the case.
Exactly right. The article is called Transferring to a New RTO Mid-Course, What You Need to Know. And the main thing it wants you to understand is this. The units you have genuinely completed can usually travel with you to a new provider.
So how does that actually work? Why can you take them with you?
It comes back to what nationally recognised actually means. Every unit of competency in a real estate qualification is set nationally. It is the same at every registered training organisation in Australia. So a unit you finished and passed at one provider means exactly the same thing at another. It is not that old provider's unit, it is a national unit, and you hold it.
That is a different way of looking at it. The work belongs to you, not to the provider.
That is the foundation. And the process that carries those units across is called credit transfer. You move to a new RTO, you show them which units you have completed and passed, and because those units are national, they can credit them towards the same qualification. You do not repeat them. You just pick up where you left off.
Now, I want to be clear on one thing for people who have heard the term RPL thrown around. Credit transfer and recognition of prior learning, those are different things, right?
Yes, they are. Recognition of prior learning assesses skills and experience you have gained outside formal study, things picked up through work or life. Credit transfer is simpler. It covers formal units you have already been assessed on and passed. For someone moving between providers mid-course, credit transfer is what applies.
Okay, so what do you actually need to gather before you make the switch?
Four things. Your statement of attainment or any official record showing which units you completed and passed, that is the key document. The unit codes for each completed unit, because that's how a new provider matches them precisely. The qualification code you were studying, and your enrollment details from the old provider, in case anything needs confirming.
And if you have lost track of your statement of attainment or just can't find it?
Your old provider should be able to supply a record. The article is direct on this. It is your training and you are entitled to the evidence of it.
Good. So once I have all that paperwork together, what do I need to check with the new provider before I commit?
A few things. First, which of your completed units they can actually credit towards the qualification. Second, exactly which units remain so you know the real size of what is left. Third, that the provider is legitimate. Check their RTO number. Confirm they are regulated by ASQA. Look them up on training.gov.au. And fourth, that the qualification still matches your state authority's current licensing requirement.
And that last point matters because the training side and the licensing side are two separate things.
The article calls it the two-step rule. The training provider issues the qualification. The state authority issues the license. So while you're sorting the transfer, also check the current requirements with your state authority. NSW Fair Trading, the Queensland Office of Fair Trading, Consumer Affairs Victoria, or ACT Access Canberra.
Two separate steps, two separate conversations.
Exactly. Do not assume one covers the other.
Now, if someone's first course stalled, what does the article say is usually behind that?
Often it's support, a provider that went quiet at the exact moment you needed an answer. And that's the thing worth getting right the second time around. The article makes a simple point. Pick a provider with a real person to call. That is the single change most likely to get you over the line.
So what should someone listening to this do right now if they're in that situation?
Gather your statement of attainment and your unit codes, then contact Archer Institute. They'll check what credits across and tell you honestly what is left. They're upfront about that. They'll be straight with you about the transfer before you commit to anything.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It's called Transferring to a New RTO Mid-Course, What You Need to Know. Worth reading the whole thing if this is where you're at.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced real estate training with a real Australian-based support team. If you want to talk through your transfer, call 1800 069 273.